Chapter 6. Tom did not sleep well. His dreams were about ships on stormy seas. He woke up early and ran down to the kitchen. He ate breakfast and thought about the night before. He saw Meg out of the kitchen window. She was talking to a woman. The woman carried a basket of vegetables. Meg and the woman looked serious. Meg came into the kitchen. "That was Annie from the village," said Meg. She looked worried. "What did she say?" said Tom. Meg looked around. "Not here. We can talk later," said Meg. Tom worked hard in the bar that day. He wanted to speak to Meg, but she spent the day in the kitchen. Ned kept Tom busy moving barrels and chopping wood for the fire. At last, Ned went to his room. Tom went to find Meg. "Come outside," said Meg. At the back of the house, there was a vegetable patch. Meg began picking vegetables. "Help me, Tom. Then we can talk," said Meg. She looked up at the house. She seemed worried.
"The lighthouse along the coast, Tom. It is on fire," whispered Meg.
"On fire?" said Tom.
"Shh! Yes. The smugglers did it. The rocks along this part of the coast are dangerous," said Meg. "Without the lighthouse, the ship has no chance."
"We have to do something," said Tom. Just then, there was a noise. Tom looked up at the house. Ned was looking at them through an open window.
"You two, I need you down in the cellar," Ned shouted.
Meg looked at Tom. She looked afraid.
"Did he hear us?" said Meg.
"I do not know," said Tom. Tom and Meg went down into the cellar. Ned followed them. As Tom and Meg went into the cellar, Ned stayed at the top of the stairs.
"So, now you both know our plans," said Ned.
His voice was cold, and his eyes were full of anger. Ned went back up the stairs. Then he turned and smiled a horrible smile.
"But you will not stop us tonight. You will stay here," shouted Ned.
Then he closed the door behind him. Tom heard a key turn in the lock.
"He has locked the door. We are trapped," screamed Meg.
Meg ran to the door and banged on it.